I'm Leah Fleming. In GPB News, a U.S. Supreme Court ruling has cleared the way for states, including Georgia, to take a tougher approach to maintaining their voter rolls. In yesterday's 5-4 ruling, states have the right to purge people from voting rolls if they haven't recently cast a ballot. Georgia Secretary of State Brian Kemp says the decision helps protect the accuracy of voter lists. In Georgia, registered voters who fail to vote for 3 years and then don't respond to a letter from the state are considered inactive. Voters who remain inactive for 2 federal election cycles without voting or contacting election officials are then removed from the rolls. A civil rights pioneer who worked with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. has died at the age of 88. As GPB's Bradley George reports, Dorothy Cotton led education efforts for the Southern Christian Leadership Conference.
For over a decade, starting in the 1950s, Cotton led the SCLC's Citizenship Education Program. It empowered African Americans in the South to register to vote and exercise their full rights. She talked about the program in a 2013 PBS interview.
The people who had attended the Citizenship Education Workshops, in large part, were the folk who made up the big demonstrations that got a lot of news coverage. Because people now are being introduced to political power and what it means to be a citizen in this country.
Cotton remained one of King's closest advisors until his death in 1968. She later worked as an administrator at Cornell University and founded a leadership training institute. For GPB News, I'm Bradley George in Atlanta.
The FBI has announced the rescue of nearly 150 children in Metro Atlanta. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on the multi-agency effort called Operation Safe Summer.
During the month of May, the FBI-led effort identified or located 149 exploited children ranging in age from 3 to 17 in 6 metro counties. Nathan Whiteman is the agent in charge of the operation. He told GPB's On Second Thought the problem of child sex trafficking is wide-reaching in who it affects and where it happens.
Those children are our neighbors. They are the kid down the street. The perpetrators or the predators and the offenders are also our neighbors and the man or woman down the street.
The task force arrested, cited, indicted, or sentenced more than 150 people. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
As tensions between football players and NFL owners continue to build over national anthem protests, some Atlanta Falcons are trying to build a positive relationship with the police. Team owner Arthur Blank, along with coaches and players, recently participated in ride-alongs with Atlanta police. The team also hosted conversations with students about social injustice and police interaction. Defensive lineman Grady Jarrett took part in those discussions.
Personally talked about good interactions with police officers, and we talked about bad ones that we've had personally. These men have a job to do, and we talked about the best ways to go about just having a successful encounter.
Social activists and many NFL players have said the mistreatment of black people by the police are what fuels the silent protests during the national anthem. Last month, the NFL passed a rule that mandates players must stand during the anthem or have their team fined.